football overtime. Today it's a bowl edition as we celebrate the fact that Tennessee is on their way to a bowl game. And dare I say, great to be back in Rocky Top. This is kind of my beater I drive around with, walk around with, but it's got Rocky Top right there if you can see it up close. And our Periscope today is made possible by our friends at In the Paint, which debuts 6:30 Tuesday night on Foxville 43, as I welcome you into another edition. And let me, without further ado, bring Beano the Great in here. Beano, the opponent, according to Brett McMurphy from ESPN, is 10-2 Northwestern. And Beanstar, Northwestern is not a flashy opponent, but they're not terrible either. They've got a win over Stanford earlier in the year. They played their better football earlier in the season, though.
Yeah, Tony, 10-2, I believe 13th in the latest college football playoff rankings.
Yep.
Had losses to Michigan and Iowa right smack dab in the middle of 2-5 game winning streaks. Beat a Stanford team in the opener. If you would have given me my opponent of choice, it would have been Michigan, but Northwestern will do just fine. Good football team, well coached, ranked ahead of us from the Big Ten.
I feel you on that. If I had my choice, we would have played Michigan. Tennessee goes in at 8-4, and one of the things, and we'll talk about the entire, as we look at some of the different bowls, so I guess I had to pull that up. But one of the things, Beano, that everybody was talking about today is the talking heads on the television, the ESPN folks. They were talking about the fact that this was a real could-have-been, would-have-been for Tennessee. And man, isn't that the case? It is a real what might have been for Tennessee, especially when you look at how Iowa played last night. And you know what? This is the first time I've been on the air since the Iowa game. I tip my cap to them because truly nobody gave them a chance. I didn't give them a chance. You didn't give them a chance. And to the Iowa folks, I say, this one's for you, Barry Manilow, wherever you are.
You know, Tony, you go through a season, and I know that our view was skewed on Iowa because we dominated them at the first of the year. Bowl games are such poor indicators of what's to come, though. You don't know who wants to play. You don't know who don't. You go undefeated in a Power 5 conference. Even if your schedule helps you do so, that's a really, really good football season. And that team was much better than the one than we gave it credit for.
And they played really well last night. Here's what I liked about what they did last night. When you get in the moment, go for it. When you get in the moment, Butch Jones, next year, go for it. Iowa last night was trying to take shots downfield. They played hard. I give them a lot of credit off of that. Tennessee's opponent in this game is going to be coming up. They're going to be playing in Tampa in the Outback Bowl. Take the kids. Tennessee at 8-4, landing in the Outback Bowl against Northwestern. I would say that is as good a news as you could possibly have from a Tennessee perspective, Beano, outside of playing Michigan. Your thoughts?
Oh, there's no question, Tony. So far, the pool of six has been pretty good to us. You know, I know they say they're all equal now, but no one's ever going to convince me that the Texas Bowl is as good as the Outback Bowl. I'm an old guy. It's a New Year's Day game in Florida. It's better than anything below it, what I consider below it in this pool of six. And, you know, what we once used to use as a disparaging comment, the old line you just used, go to Outback Bowl and take the kids. Now, I'll tell you what, at this point in our progression, I'm pretty happy with it.
And some of the other lesser bowls are being filled out. We'll go through this as we go. But from right on down to the GoDaddy.com Bowl, which we're all really excited about, Georgia Southern this year is going to take on Bowling Green. Of course, Dino Babers is moving on. The Belk Bowl, where it was thought Tennessee could end up in the Belk Bowl. And by the way, 865-200. 5402, if you want to get in with us, today on the program. We'd love to hear from you. But I'm going to tell you something. Thank God we didn't end up in the Belk Bowl. It saved me a $200 shopping spree to one of the other retailers because I was going to do that in protest. But as it is, Tennessee ends up in a game where this is a golden opportunity against another opponent, just scouting them, looking at some stuff, Bino. They're pretty good offensively. They've got a good quarterback. They've got a nice sophomore running back. They're pretty good offensively. They're not fast. I don't want to say it's similar to Iowa because that's too cliched. But, man, it's low-hanging fruit if the Tennessee Vols can go in there motivated.
Yeah, let's say this, Tony. They are a good running football team. They're good defensively. They're one-dimensional offensively.
And that's kind of the deal.
Yeah, they're fourth in the Big Ten in rushing, averaging almost 200 yards a game, and last in passing, averaging less than 140 yards per game. So I can't think, really, of they'll be well-coached. They'll be good defensively. We can't turn the ball over against them. But I can't think of anything better for our defense than a team that cannot throw the football.
865-200-5402. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us again, 865-200-5402. Cowgirl Kate said, when I was asking, I was fooling around with that Periscope thing, and you can see how ugly I am right now. She said, I can hear you. The Vols can hear you. Northwestern will hear from all of us very soon. That is well put.
The Vol Navy should have a Periscope, Tony. That's good stuff. I'm too old to know what that is, but it sounds good.
That's something that you used to spy on one of your female neighbors.
Watch it.
New Year's Day games. Here they are. Thursday, December 31. This is a New Year's Six. Peach Bowl matches. Houston with Florida State. Orange Bowl, national semifinal. Oklahoma-Clemson at 4 o'clock, followed by the Cotton Bowl. Alabama-Michigan State. Did the committee, Bino, in your opinion, do Alabama a favor by fiddling around with 3 and 4 there?
I think they gave Alabama the very best opponent for Alabama.
Damn it! Sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Alabama struggles against mobile quarterbacks. They'll have a lot more problems with Clemson or Oklahoma than they'll have with Michigan State.
Wow. 865-200-5402.
I thought they'd hammer Ohio State last year too, so what the heck do I know?
Well, the thing about these games is you don't know, and you don't know how much a layoff.
Yep.
And this is something new for all these coaches too, because you got to manage your team through now a playoff scenario. It's not a one-shot deal, so you have to start thinking two games, but you have to think survival, and then you have to think matchups, and then, well, like we see in the NFL, what it comes down to is who's healthy and who's hot, not who's great. Who's healthy and who's hot? And I'll tell you something. Yesterday, Bino, Alabama kind of slogged around in that game for a couple of quarters. I didn't think that was a tremendously impressive performance by them against a Florida team that literally couldn't play dead yesterday.
Absolutely not, Tony. I mean, they went into it like a team that thought, we score 10 points, this game is over.
So I'm trying to figure out where things are. Tennessee at 10-2 will take on a Northwestern team that finished second in its division. And its division is arguably one of the worst divisions in the history of the world, part 1, 2, and 3. They got blowed out by Iowa 40-10. They won 16-6 to start the season against Stanford. They beat Eastern Illinois 41-0. They beat Duke 19-10. Ball State was a 24-19 win. They shut out Minnesota 27-0. They lost at Michigan 38-0. They lost, as I told you, to Iowa 40-10. And then they came back and won down the stretch. But listen to who they beat. I mean, they beat Nebraska 30-28, Penn State 23-21, Purdue 21-14, and then Wisconsin in a game that hide the women and children. They beat Wisconsin 13-7, and then they closed it out with Illinois 24-14. Could you imagine sitting through that week in and week out, Bino?
Well, Tony, we play in the SEC East, so yes, I guess so.
There is nothing. No, you couldn't imagine. You couldn't imagine what that's like, Bino. Come on, man. Now let's get real here. You can't imagine what that's like, Bino. Can you? The SEC East.
These look like similar teams to me, Tony. A couple of teams that are had good football teams, had some disappointing losses, and kept it on the rails and went down the stretch and did what they had to do to finish up. So I think there's some similarities there, although, you know, obviously our losses were closer and our schedule's proven to be really solid based on where the teams are at that beat us.
Here's some advanced stats by our crack research team, including Just Some Dude. Northwestern, 110th in offense, 7th in defense. He's calling them a better version of Missouri and Vanderbilt. I call them a really great opponent for Tennessee because there's just not a lot of speed there. Now, they're okay, and they're fun. I mean, they're fun offensively. They do some interesting things, but they're... Yeah, I love this matchup for Tennessee. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. The other thing I like about them is they did a lot of their good work at the beginning of their schedule. And then at the end, they beat people. But, I mean, that Nebraska team that they beat 30-28, that Tommy Armstrong III, that guy, I mean, he makes our guy look like, help me out here, Bino. Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas. Dare I say, the guy that, help me out. The guy from Houston that does the, who did he compare him to? He kept comparing.
Andre Ware compared Josh to Cam Newton.
I love that. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402 if you want to get in with us. And let's get our first call in as we get you in to react. Tennessee 8-4 going on and playing in the Outback Bowl, which is just going to be a absolutely tremendous, 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 tremendous time. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, this is Eric from Germany.
Hey, Eric in Germany. Welcome in, man.
Hey, thank you for doing this show tonight. And I guess I don't really know how to think about this game. It just seems like another version of Iowa this year. I know you said that it's kind of, you can't really compare that to them, but they're just a slow team. I mean, there's really not much to get excited for other than our fan base going to Florida and maybe getting a discount on a Bloomin' Onion afterwards. I mean, am I too harsh in that?
No, I think any time, and here's my thing, and I was talking with Sean Sinclair this morning, and we were talking about the word that was leaking out was Outback Bowl Northwestern. I wanted Michigan, okay? In life, we can't have everything that we want. Truth be told, you're playing Friday, January 1. You're playing in a noon kickoff in Tampa, Florida. That's a pretty good reward for Tennessee's football team, for everybody involved. And I think it's a real compliment to our fan base that we land there. It really is. And I think Tennessee fans will go en masse. I fully anticipate Tennessee fans going en masse to that game, Eric. But I agree with you. That the whole Northwestern angle, is sleep-inducing, quite frankly, when you look at the football team they have. But again, as Bino said, they're 13 in that poll this week. They're formidable. Granted, you know, you say what you say about Iowa. I'm going to tell you something. Iowa was in a game last night, and I mean in a game. That was a great football game against a team that I expect in Michigan State to give the Bammers a real good shot. Now, I might be crazy. I expect them to give them a good shot down in Dallas.
Yeah, I agree with you. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch the Iowa game last night just because of the time difference was just too great. But I did watch the end of it, and that was a tremendous touchdown by that young man at the end of the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. As far as the Northwestern game goes, to me, there is no, with having, what, 5 weeks off and arrested Dobbs, arrested team, and our coaching staff has the ability, as they've proven last year with the bowl win, to have an effective game plan. There is no excuse, in my opinion, that we don't beat Northwestern by at least 3 touchdowns because they are slow, and 6 of their 10 wins are against slow competition by 9 points or less. And to me, yeah, they're ranked 13th, but you need to treat them, you know, I think we just need to put our Tennessee stamp on this game going into the new year. And it kind of reminds me of the 96 Citrus Bowl, when there was all that hubbub about Darnell Autry and the Northwestern team, and they got absolutely brutalized by Peyton Manning and company.
That's exactly right. And that's the way these games should go. When you are in the Southeastern Conference and you're recruiting elite-level players, unless you play an Urban Meyer team who built his team in a similar fashion to what goes on in this conference because he knows what it takes, you should roll a Penn State. Right now, you should roll a Michigan. Those people hate hearing that. But I'm going to tell you something. Alabama, though they are very quick, I think that Michigan State, Bino, I expect Michigan State to be in that game when they play in a month or so. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, I think Michigan State's defense keeps them in most every game. And Coker's just not a quarterback that's going to be able to engineer enough offense to run off and lead anyone. Here's what I hope, Eric. I hope our team last year going into the bowl game was excited to be there and respected their opponent. And that's the reason that we played so well. I hope they go with the same frame of mind.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll just kind of end with this. Tony, I'm kind of looking forward to your Big Ten Sheep sports reporter, I forgot his name, going to be on this week, trying to hype up about how Northwestern even has a chance. But I appreciate you doing the show today.
Now, you would call Mike Griffith a sheep? Mike Griffith a sheep? He's actually a damn sheep. And he's an advocate. But I love him. He's fun. He makes me laugh. I'm looking at the Outback Bowl website. I'm just waiting to see when they're going to make it official here. I mean, why not? It's a pretty good tell, Bino, the young man that tipped us off, who was watching who the Outback Bowl officials or who the Outback Bowl's official account followed, and tweeted me and said, well, they're following Josh Dobbs and they're following Hurd. And then you kind of go, wait a second, they're starting to follow players. That's a tell.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Twitter investigative journalism.
That's what I said. That young man has a future.
Outstanding.
Or lack thereof, depending on your perspective, if it means ending up in this profession. But let's go back to the phones. 865-200. 5402, if you want to get in the mixy and in the honey with us today on the program, as we're talking about the bowl game. And let's go to our phones. I'm trying to figure out, Bino, if we're periscoping or not. Do you know anybody that does this periscope thing? I can't get anybody to tell me.
Not since McHale's Navy. do I know anyone that does that. But.
Let's go back to our phones, get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Lady Ball Crisis Hotline is open.
Yeah, and this will.
Hey.
Well, also, I guess, I walked away from that game to come down to do this, TR, and they were down 7 with 2 minutes left. Did they end up losing that game?
57-43, Brian. Yeah, man. I thought you might have the Keith Hatfield of women's basketball, Dr. Sean Sinclair, breaking in with his account.
He's coming in a couple weeks ago
saying, oh, this makes the last year of that Pat Summit era, but no offense, man. I mean, they got five girls out. I don't know. But anyway, man, it's not pretty over right now.
Yeah, it's definitely not pretty. And Holly is definitely embattled, and there's already starting to be rumblings, and who knows how that's going to play out. You talk about a place, T, that's been kind of a circus. That whole thing with what they did with Christmas the other day, that was sad.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, that's just par for the course, though, man. I mean, what else? I mean, what else is coming down the pike over there? It's not going to shock anybody. But, yeah, man, I was hoping we was going to get Michigan also, but I don't know, man. I hope last year, the Iowa game, I was hoping for a good game, and I was kind of disappointed we were hammering them, that Iowa just rolled over and played dead. I hope Northwestern is going to put forth a good effort for us, man. We need some competition, man, but who knows, man. I haven't really watched Northwestern play a game any this year that I can remember, but I appreciate you running their schedule down there. What, there are only two really ugly was the Michigan, 38-0, and who else hammered them?
Iowa beat them by about 30-10 or something like that.
Iowa smashed them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Iowa could have, like Nebraska 97, Peyton's swan song, that kind of put an emphasis on the 98 team that they were not going to be embarrassed. Maybe Iowa was, I was Nebraska last year. They saying they're not going to get embarrassed by anybody, but it's good to hear y'all on Sunday afternoon here, man, and y'all have a great rest of the emergency Lady Balls and Crisis, man.
Unbelievable, Andy Mack. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
865-200-5402. Bino, who's going to win the national championship as you look at it?
I don't know who's going to win it, but I know who I hope does. Anybody but Alabama.
You better believe it.
I believe it's going to be another really good playoff, Tony. I think both of those games are going to be good. I give the winner of, I think Alabama will probably beat Michigan State in a lower scoring game. But either one of Oklahoma or Clemson against Alabama, I believe it's going to be a really good matchup.
I just can't believe that Clemson's is even close to playing for a national championship. That's just hard for me to comprehend. And by the way, they've been
right there knocking on the door. It's just a matter of winning games, consequence, games that you have to win. I think he's averaged 10 wins over the last 4 years or so. It's just a matter, they finally got to the point where they won games that would put them in position to be where they're at. So,
and that's a double bammer deal. And he's a bammer. That's a double bammer deal, because if something happens with Saban, he's going to get that job. Yeah. And by the way, if I would have told you from a Tennessee perspective that last week Kirby Dumb, Missouri would hire an assistant coach, and Will Muschamp, Psycho 4, Well, he's psycho too now. Because he was Psycho 1 at Florida, the original Psycho. Which, that's the only real version of Psycho that matters. He is officially, and I mean officially, Psycho 2. Psycho freaking 2. Psycho freaking 2. Do you feel me? Let's go back to our phones. And by the way, we're now periscoping, whatever that means. But Bino, they can see my face, and they can hear your voice. Would you like to say anything, Bino, to the mass crowd listening to us on Periscope? Thousands and thousands and thousands strong, Bino.
Tony, I greatly appreciate them being there. I'm glad they can't see my face.
Well, I'm feeling kind of sort of fat on mine. I look like Alex Jones doing this, which Jerry Colquitt will appreciate. Jerry likes how his buddy Alex Jones always talks about all the diet foods he's taken and all the diets, and he gets bigger. But don't we all? Let's go back to the phones. 865-200-5402. I want to thank my friends at Smartway and Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics for helping present this, and also my man Marcos Garza at your Garza Law Firm, Yoshihiko. I do want to remind you, our Periscope viewers, our Periscope is presented by our friends at In the Paint. Donnie Tindall, Keith Hatfield, myself, we'll have Aaron Green with us in our first episode on Tuesday night, Foxville 43, 6:30. As Freddie Miller used to say back in the old NWA days, be there! And speaking of wrestling, Jim Ross is not dead. Things we learned today. Let's go back to the phones. 865-200-5402. Your New Year's Six bowl games. You know, Tennessee has not been, quote-unquote, officially, it hasn't officially come down yet. But Brett McMurphy and others reporting that it's going to be Tennessee and Northwestern in the Outback Bowl. Take the kids. Take the kids. Let's go back to our phones, and we'll get our next call in. Hello, and welcome to our bowl celebration here at TonyBasilio.com. Hello.
Hello, Tony and Bino. It's not what I wanted, but I'll take it. I wanted that bowl game, but I wanted Michigan in the bowl game. But I'll take Northwestern. Anytime we can fumble somebody, I'm all for it.
Can you imagine slogging around over there? And thank God we don't get that Brissett kid who played at Florida, because he can really throw the ball around.
He can.
I did not want to play in the Belk Bowl. No offense to you if you're in Charlotte, but no offense. I had one trip to Charlotte already this year. It didn't go well with my Eagles. In fact, not a lot of trips have gone well with my Eagles. But thank
goodness. That is a New Year's Day bowl, right?
Tennessee plays New Year's Day, high noon.
That's what I like about it. I think we're going to have a lot of viewers in. It's all about getting the audience for next year.
Yes,
I like the fact it's recruiting, getting the audience. I think that bodes well for us. So I'll take the bowl. But like I said, I maybe wanted a little bit more challenge. I wanted Michigan, especially get them now where they get really good when you get those guys in there, get a chance to pummel them. But how do you think the bowl preparation will go? Is Jones a good bowl week coach? Does he know how to handle his team? How's that going to go? Your thoughts on that, both of you?
I thought that he did well last year. And, you know, here's my thing. What went on at Cincinnati, it's time to turn the page. Some people, I was on a show yesterday being on a young man, Justin Swallows asked me, down in Clarksville, Tennessee. Does a really nice show, by the way. I think he's on WJZM down there. He asked me yesterday, he says, so how important is this game for 2016? And I don't, especially now that it's Northwestern, I don't know how important it is. It never hurts to play high noon on New Year's Day. Now, you are on the back end of the day after the playoff, so you're kind of going to get lost in the glut of football. I'm not sure how tremendously high the viewership will be, but still, it's New Year's Day. And outside of Christmas Day, New Year's Day is the only day slower. I think, on the calendar. So I think Tennessee will be aided by that. This Northwestern team we are about to play does not scare me. They did their best work early in the season. And that's why they're 12. They're 12 in the country right now, Vino, in that poll. Because, I mean, let's face it. Because they play in a horrible division. That's the truth. And I don't mean to besmirch them. Because I think a lot of Fitzgerald. And I think a lot of their program. I think they get the most out of what they have. Resource-wise, they really do. They really do. But I don't believe, Bino, that they're going to be... I don't expect them to be in this game. I think Tennessee will truck them if the Vols come prepared.
I certainly think it's a good matchup for us, Tony. As I said, one-dimensional offenses, especially if what they do is run the football, play right into our defense's hands, and we'll be much faster than them. What scares me about them, Tony, is... they're in a similar position we were in last year. They're coming off 2-5-7 seasons. They're going to be extremely excited about playing on New Year's Day. I want us to match their excitement. It's not like we're veterans of New Year's Day anymore. We need to be as excited as they are. Butch Jones did well at preparing the Vols for the bowl game last year. And one thing that I will give him is his team has come ready to play every game. Regardless of what happened the week before, if we come ready to play and match their excitement, it should be a good matchup for us.
Anything else for us on the way out here, and we'll get some more calls in. Go ahead.
Last thing, I'm concerned about us underestimating them. Do you see that as being a concern? Thank you very much.
Well, anytime somebody's 12 in America and they come out of the Big Ten, I don't see how you can underestimate an opponent. Now, you can underestimate North Texas. You can underestimate Vanderbilt. I don't see how you underestimate that opponent. I don't think that's possible. I think this is a chance for Tennessee's kids to get geeked up, play on national television, enjoy the rewards. You know, we were talking with Coach Majors on our final In the Pocket show over on Foxville 43, and in visiting with Coach Majors, he was saying that, you know, bowl trips are, especially when you're not playing for something meaningful. I don't want that to be offensive. Do you know what I mean, Bino? When you're not playing for the whole ball of wax, when it's not one of these playoff games,
yeah.
Those playoff games are, that's not fun. That's not about fun. Everybody else out there in the postseason is kind of having fun. I guess you could say if you're in one of those New Year's Six bowls, it's a little more serious. But then again, what are you playing for there? I mean, what you have is it's a glorified NIT without a next round. I mean, everybody kind of gets into the... I mean, not that I'm knocking it. I love bowl season. But at the end of the day, it's half reward and then half football game. You got to let your kids have fun, loosen up, let them enjoy the festivities, let them enjoy being down in Tampa. Should be nice and warm down there. Hey, there are a lot of worse things that could happen for our kids and our fan base than Tampa. And it's going to be a lot of fun seeing the Vols play in Tampa, play on New Year's Day. It's big time, and it's good stuff. I'm glad to see it.
Yeah, me too, Tony. I mean, I guess the playoffs are more like work, and the rest of the bowl games are more like celebration. And we should have a good time with it, enjoy it, take it as a reward, and be excited to be down there to play football. One more game.
865-200-5402. Again, our number, should you choose to join us, is 865-200-5402. My name is Tony Basilio of your Tony Basilio Show and TonyBasilio.com. We're talking about the word leaking out, reported by Brett McMurphy of ESPN. And I like how ESPN now will say that so-and-so is reporting, but we're confirming. But so-and-so is reporting. But apparently Tennessee is going to play Northwestern in the Outback Bowl, take the kids. And If you remember last year, the opponent was going to be, let's see how good you are, Bino. Who were we going to play last year in the Liberty Bowl? Do you remember?
West Virginia, wasn't it?
You have a great memory. And
well, I do not on most things, Tony, but I happen to remember that.
And it was on the Liberty Bowl's website.
Yes.
And then as word leaked out later in the day, so right now, this could still be a psyops. This could still be a psyops.
Maybe the Liberty Bowl was way ahead of their time, Tony, and we're playing West Virginia there this year.
That wouldn't bother me. Let's go back to the phones. 865-200-5402. By the way, Bino, I don't know if you saw on my Twitter feed, but I, for some reason, got the Florida State sheep all riled up by saying that Houston is going to get them in the Peach Bowl. And the reason I believe that is when I look at lesser bowl games, I say, who wants to be there, who doesn't? And then if a team that wants to be there, if the other team can really play and they're kind of underrated and under the radar, it's a trucking opportunity. And I think Houston is really going to pop Florida State in the Peach Bowl. Am I crazy, Bino?
No, I don't think you're crazy at all. I know that that's a New Year's Day 6 bowl game, and you would think automatically that people are going to be ready to play. I think you need to look no further than Ole Miss and Mississippi State last year to see that that's not the case all the time.
So let's, before we go back to the phones, this is what we know. Mississippi State and NC State are in the Belk Bowl, so Tennessee is officially not going there. Elsewhere, we're still awaiting on some of the other official word to come down as the Arkansas State and Louisiana Tech are going to meet in the New Orleans Bowl. Can't beat that. I mean, that's absolutely wonderful. Russell Athletic Bowl, North Carolina, Baylor. Citrus Bowl, take the kids, Michigan and Florida. Independence Bowl, Tulsa, Virginia Tech. Nebraska and Minnesota, both at 5-7, are getting in to a bowl game.
How many 5-7 teams wound up getting there, Tony?
We don't know yet. We don't know yet because the dance card is not filled out. I'm giving you the card, Bino, as it's being released here.
All right.
I'm giving you the card.
The projection is around 5, I believe, that would have to be in.
Bronco Mendenhall-less BYU and Utah.
Wow.
Are going to square off. BYU and Utah, and I am calling along with Bomani Jones in that one for an all-out whiteout. BYU, Utah, along with Iowa and Stanford. Those will be the whitest games this side of the Boston Celtics of the mid-80s when they used to have guys like Jerry Seasting, Danny Ainge, Larry Bird, McHale, Fred Roberts, Connor Henry. It looked like somebody, it looked like talc powder. They were so white. I mean, not only were they white, they were pasty white. They were whiter than white. Let's go to our phones. They were Miley Cyrus white. Go to our phones. 865-200-5402 if you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us. So we do know that Florida is in the Citrus Bowl. I've heard every team, they know we're going to the Outback Bowl, take the kids. You excited about it?
I am, Tony. As I told you, what once was a derogatory statement, at this point in our progression, I'm happy with.
Back to the phones we go, and let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome in to our next caller. You're on your Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic Tennessee Bowl edition of the fifth quarter fan reaction.
Actually, I'm listening via my phone and the Tony Basilio app. However, I have the pleasure of watching you via Periscope at the same time. So it's an incredible situation. And the only thing I could say is, would you please tilt that camera down a little bit so we're not getting so much of that light in the background on Periscope?
Down Periscope, Basilio.
Vito, how are you, buddy?
We're outstanding. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Drop her down a little bit.
Is that better? Is that better?
It's getting better. Yeah, that light's starting to blind us. And then, perfect, perfect, perfect. You're looking great, brother. You're looking great on your debut on Periscope. This is next level stuff. This is next level. I'm watching all the bowls come through. Tony, I want to tell you something real fast. I talked with Professor Vegas this morning at Link, who's going to join us on In the Paint. Oklahoma and Clemson at -3. Oklahoma -3, giving up 3 to Clemson. Like to get Bino's take on this. And the line against with Alabama and Michigan State came out at 8.5 right out of the chute, quickly jumped to 9.5, then to 10. So that means basically the money is going big time early in favor of Alabama.
Damn it, I hate Alabama. It's going to make me sick if they win a national championship. It will make me literally vomit here in the Ray Mears studio. It will make me vomit.
You know, Craig, I believe I heard that the early betting was on Oklahoma, too, even though they opened up as a favorite, which somewhat surprised me. Not maybe that they opened up a favorite, but that people thought that was the good play right out of the bat.
Yeah, you know, I like Oklahoma against Clemson because, you know, especially they're going to have an extra week of laying back. It's just, and I'm with Tony on that Michigan State game. I can't stand to think that, and the guy that just put up TSN Sports, are you not an SEC guy? No, I am a Tennessee guy.
You better believe it, and so am I, brother. Let me tell you where I'm at. Those of you who are unfamiliar with me, I cheer for the Vols. There are some teams in the league I kind of like, but they don't sit around at Alabama and cry for Tennessee when it's not going our way. No, they don't. And they don't sit there, and they don't sit there at Florida. Look, I think that Georgia and South Carolina made missteps this week in their hiring, and I'm glad for it. I'm a Tennessee-centric guy.
I was in a heated text messaging last night with Simon Diamond, the legendary Simon Diamond, and Double J, Jeff Jarrett. And Jeff Jarrett started squalling all this SEC crap.
Why?
And I said, well, because he lives in Nashville. The only place that you'll ever hear that is from loser SEC. You'll hear that in Columbia. You'll hear that in Lexington. You'll hear that in Nashville. You'll never hear that in Tuscaloosa. You'll never hear that in Athens, nor will you ever hear that in Knoxville. So I had to really set him straight. Really set him straight.
You got to set it off. You got to call it like you see it, man. Hey, listen, I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for all you do.
You got it, Daddy-O. Yeah. Love you. And get to the phones because they're lighting up.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig.
865-200-5402.
Tony, I've told you this before. Old guys like me understand the regional pride of the Southeastern Conference because it was so underrated for so long because all the butts in front of television sets were in the Big Ten. It is hard for me to pull for a Big Ten team against the SEC, but I'm not SEC-centric anymore. We get more than our share of attention. We get more than our share of rankings. I'm getting where I'm Tennessee-centric. And Michigan State, I've spent so many years pulling for them against Ohio State and Michigan. They don't even seem like a Big Ten thing to me.
I agree with that. They wear a white hat in that league, and they're fun to watch. And that drive last night, when they went 22 plays and grinded up the last 9.5 minutes and cold-bloodedly put that ball in the end zone. Look, the Big Ten is an inferior league to the Southeastern Conference, okay? But the Southeastern Conference yesterday, for that to be your conference championship game, that was a horrible game. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't played at a high level, and I'm not saying Alabama's not a worthy national championship type of contender. They're all that. There's no doubt about that. But that was terrible yesterday. There was no drama to it. It wasn't interesting. By far, the Big Ten, and I hate the Big Ten. I can't stand Urban Meyer. But last year, when they were trucking Alabama, I was going, yeah, baby, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but I was all about it. Bino, who were you cheering for last year? Ohio State?
I could not believe it. I found myself cheering for Ohio State. I tell you, the internet has made the world so small that now, for some reason, I have to interact with these Alabama fans. And you got fake Alabama fans living in the shadows of Bryant-Denny Stadium up here in, like, Crossville. I just can't do that anymore. I just cannot. I can't pull for them anymore.
I'm going back to the phones if you want to get in. 865-200-5402. It's not official. I was just checking a T-mail during our last call, and apparently TR is really going off on the Lady Vols and on Holly, for losing. Holly likes to ride a Harley, but her name's Holly. But let's go. And Terry Stowe tells me, don't forget about Oral Roberts, Mark Akers on that white Boston bench. Hey, that white Boston bench, Mark, back in the day, was all time. Let's go back to the phones. 865-200-5402. Are you going to have a live show after the Vols play Gonzaga? It is an 11 o'clock tip-off. From C. Everett McGrews. C. Everett McGrews, can I ask you something? Is Tennessee playing somebody in football or basketball? Answer that for me, Bino.
If they're playing, we're staying.
Thank you. Let's go back.
Sorry, we got live radio.
Curtis Hurd said on Twitter, I don't think there will be a ton of viewers nationally for the Tennessee game with the Fiesta Bowl. Notre Dame and Ohio State kicking off at 1 o'clock. I'd say that's a pretty attractive game. Notre Dame-Ohio State's much more attractive than Tennessee-Northwestern, but Tennessee-Northwestern will... Look, you're on New Year's Day. You're playing in South Florida. There are worse things. Tennessee and Michigan, obviously, would have been more attractive. Let me tell you something. This is something we haven't discussed. I can promise you this. If you would have sat the head coaches from Michigan and Northwestern, both coaching staffs, in a room and said, okay, guys, blind draw, or blind vote. I want both of these coaching staffs to tell me who you want to play in your bowl game if the choice is between Florida and Tennessee. And maybe you'll even throw Mississippi State in there. So all three teams were kind of... We'll just throw them in there for the sake of the conversation. Bino, where do you think the ranking would have gone?
Oh, everybody wants to play that Florida team right now. I mean, they may not want to run their offense out there, but their defense is just laughing. That Crayon is the worst quarterback in the history of college football. And somehow he beat us here in 2014, which tells you all you need to know about the Tennessee-Florida series.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402 if you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us today. And my producer, Briny Boy Hartman, actually went down to Nashville today. Spent resources, spent his time and his money and watched the Titans play the Jaguars and cheered for the Jags in Nashville. Whew. And by the way, it just came down 5 minutes ago. South Carolina football, it's official, introducing our new head football coach, Will Muschamp. Wait till I tweet this out and you see this. He looks like a psychopath. Who? Jimmy Sexton owns these people, doesn't he, Bino? He owns them. And then we'll go back to the phones.
It's amazing, Tony. And I'm going to tell you something. We've been kind of besmirching the Big Ten a little bit. They keep hiring Jim Harbaugh and Urban Meyer, and D'Antonio stays up there, and this league keeps hiring Will Muschamp and Kirby Smart. And, the time's coming, we won't be laughing at them anymore.
Yeah, I think that's very true. You know, James Franklin's up there, but he's scholarship troubled, but he certainly can recruit. There's no doubt about that. And can coach. Let's go to the phones. Computer simulation from the football four says Oklahoma's a favorite to win. That's hard to believe we had them beat. That is hard them to beat. Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. And let's welcome in our next caller. Hello and welcome to our bowl edition here. Smartway Dalton Behring Hydraulic, Tennessee football fifth quarter.
What do you say, man?
Hey, Fat Five Freddy.
Get off Henry Finkel, Tony. It's the football show. It's the football show, man. Guys, I'm all excited because look, we're 23rd in that ranking. I want to place somebody that's got a decent ranking, which they do, somebody that we're going to beat, which we are, because it's more important to us to win this ball game than to have some kind of really good matchup with the team, because half the teams ahead of us are going to get beat during the bowls. So that means we're going to be up there knocking around 15 or so, heading to the offseason with a 6-game win streak.
I hear you. I like the spot. I like the matchup. I like the date.
Guys, is that PS the bowl really going to begin at like 10 a.m. out there?
Yep, they really care about their fans, don't they?
You got to be kidding.
No, sir. They care, man. They want you to have a great experience at 10 a.m. on January 1, no less.
Well, there'll just be people in there that won't have gone to bed, right?
That is probably the way I'd play it with my sleep habits.
Guys, I'm different from you guys. I'm still old school. I'm pulling for Georgia to beat Penn State and Florida to beat Michigan and however the rest of them fall in line. Of course, Mississippi State, just talking about them and NC State. The only thing I hope in that game is that that bus carrying those Mississippi State fans, hope it stops and eats at Calhoun's on the way over there, because that's about all the fans they'll be taking to that.
It'll look like Temple's contingency that they brought yesterday to Houston. They sold 50 tickets, Freddie. 50 tickets.
What was it they said, Freddie, about Mississippi State fans that they go to the bowl game with a $20 bill and go home with change?
Sugar Bowl didn't want them 1 year because they said they always show up with a $10 bill and take change home. No, the day of the game. They show up the day of the game with a $10 bill and take change home.
That's too much, man.
Tony, you know, I think you may know that we've got too many bowls when Duke and Indiana are in the Pinstripe Bowl. What does either one of those teams have to do with New York City?
Wow. Duke and Indiana in the Pinstripe Bowl. Let me see. If you're a local and you wake up that – now, when is that game played, Fat Five?
Let me see if I can – find that one. Heck, I'm about pitiful at doing this stuff. Tony, you and Bino are the professional. I'm glad this ain't Jeopardy. It is played on December 26th.
Day after Christmas.
So you got to go to New York City on Christmas Day to watch out, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think Mrs. Cutcliffe will make the trip?
Depends on what. Oh, I better not say that. I'm just not going to say
that. Isn't that horrible? I mean, think about that. December 26th. I guess it's cool for those kids to get a chance to play in Yankee Stadium. I guess that's something. But are you kidding me?
Indiana.
Indy freaking Anna. Wow.
Well, guys, you, by the way, that ESPN thing today, 3.5 hours, whatever that was, I never would have watched a minute of it, but I thought they were going to tell the rest of the balls. That was pathetic. Your guys are 100 times better than that is. Tony, what's your thoughts about, they did mention something on that show, said Tennessee finished 4th in the country on something. One of their things.
Game control is what it's called.
Does that mean you're ahead that much?
Correct.
Good Lord. I think that makes me feel worse instead of good.
Oh, that's what they were all saying. Their message was, imagine how special the year could have been for Tennessee if just a few things would have broken their way. Because truly, Tennessee goes 8-4 and literally didn't get a break this year on the football field, did we?
No.
Well, I guess maybe the Georgia game. I guess maybe, and you never want to see an opponent get injured. You could say that was a break, but...
And we caught a break against South Carolina on their last drive.
Tony, I know you got a lot of callers, but it's just great that you guys are in there on Sunday afternoon where we stretch this celebration out a little bit. Next year, we'll be watching that 12:30 show because we'll be in that Final Four. See you guys.
I believe that, Vino. I was telling you that last night, and I'm not throwing undue heat on Butch Jones, but at the very least, and by the way, 865-200-5402 is our number. Again, 865-200-5402. At the very least, Tennessee should win the East next year. At the very least. That is my bare minimum. This year, I really didn't have... I've been kind of... tepid about that thus far. It is on.
Well, Tony, like we talked about today, it's the day for celebrating, having fun with enjoyment of the end of this season, but with Florida at home and Georgia, South Carolina, and Missouri all hiring new football coaches. If you aren't in Atlanta next year, if you don't take advantage, when are you going to take advantage of it?
No question. And I sit here and I'm just shocked. I'm being asked by a friend if I'm able to read messages on Periscope. The answer is no. No, I'm not. So I'm sorry. Those of you who are messaging me on Periscope, I will get better. This was a first step. This is the first step. And for me, now that I've done it, I'm such a natural ham, I'll be able to... maybe we'll have Craig call back in and he can share some of the questions with us on Periscope. Let's get ready and go back to our phones. By the way, Bino... let me read you a couple of these games. Tell me what you think. You ready?
Ready.
I'm looking for some schedules here. I'm looking for some schedules. We're filling them out here, Bino, as we go. I like some of these matchups, like Miami, Washington State. I'd watch that game. El Paso, Sun Bowl down in El Paso.
Yeah, absolutely. Good offense, good young quarterback at Miami, so good offense, Washington State, if their quarterback's back.
Shreveport and Tulsa, Virginia Tech and Tulsa down in Shreveport, 4:45 start. ESPN has all these games. unless
I think I'll weed eat during that one.
Yeah. The Foster Farms Bowl, Nebraska at 5-7 against 8-4 UCLA. Don't you know the UCLA kids have to be very excited to finish 8-4 and that land in the Foster Farms Bowl?
Against a team that's not 5.